Hello. So today I'm going to talk about something that most people who aspire to be digital creators and content creators find challenging. The thing is, how often do you make content? I remember I opened my YouTube channel like 4 years ago, but I was only consistent for like the first 4 months, but I can explain why. So I was making lyric videos, and lyric videos, you know, they contain the audio, which is not yours, and I got so many copyright strikes, and it was so, like, you could just feel like this is not the right thing to do. It's like I'm stealing. And the worst happened one day when someone filed a copyright, what is it called? It's a copyright strike. It's not a claim. A claim is just someone telling you, you used some my something. You used a bit of my work, and for that I'm gonna get money from what your fans are going to watch. Like, all the fans that will be generated by that video will be directed to the original owner of the audio. And if you get the more lenient. More lenient people, they'll just claim the proceeds that come from that video. But if you get the more stricter ones, the more stringent ones, I remember this one time I did a lyric video for a Tanzanian song from the WCB records. I think it was the Jibebe song, and that song they literally, I was striked, like, copyright strike. They sent me an email. They told me if I did this at a time, I'll be suspended for, like, I don't know, 6 months, shit like that. So there is a problem. It's not easy to create content, especially for novices, for people who are not used to this, for people who are aspiring. It's a problem, but it's a problem, and I think today I have an answer. Because during those first times, you want to keep you're striving for professionalism. You listen to your mentors, to your, like, the role models on YouTube. You listen to them, like, conduct the videos, and you can listen to yours, and you're like, fuck, that is day and night, you know. So, like, you want to, like, make videos like them. So you give yourself so much pressure. You make yourself produce top-notch content while you're a novice, which is a problem. And because of doing that, you get discouraged because you're not producing quality content as your role models are. And to add to the idea that to produce something, a quality content, you have to take time, and especially if you're just starting, you'll take a lot of time, and that really discourages people. So I discovered something yesterday while I was watching a Gary V video. If you don't know him, just go to YouTube, type Gary V. The guy is influential. The guy is just inspirational. I need not talk so much about him. Just go and just check him out. Gary V. That V name is so long, but if you just type Gary V, I think he's the first name that just comes there. That is that guy. So I have one solution. Since I watched that video, I'm just agreeable on one thing. That content is more of quantity than quality. If you focus more on quality, yeah, you'll produce quality content, and some people will watch it. You don't have a big circle, so some people will watch it. But if you can produce quantity, more people will watch it. I'm not saying that you produce poor quality stuff, but I'm saying that you should not focus mostly on perfection. Just do it natural. Set yourself a target. For me, I believe that something that I didn't start with, I think every content producer should start with the podcast. Because when you start from YouTube, it's like you're starting from the top. Podcast is zero. Like, there's no cameras, to add you the pressure, you know. There's that fright that comes with cameras and people around you. But podcasting, you can just go close yourself up and just exclude yourself. Talk to the fucking camera. Talk to the fucking phone. Talk to the, if you have a microphone, anything. Just talk yourself away. And yeah, so I'd suggest you start with podcasting, and you can start with like 4 a day or 3 the least a day, because quantity is everything. In a week you have produced 21, and even if only one person watched each of the videos, you'll have 21 people watching your videos, you know. And that's a plus. Imagine you're producing one content every week, one very quality. You might not reach that 21 people, but when you produce more, you have more people, you have a bigger audience, you know. So don't strive for perfection now. Strive to produce more, and you realize something the way as you go on. Because if you focus on quantity, all the other things will just fall into place. Everything will sound natural. Like you'll just be doing it like, this is just another video. But if you put more pressure on quality and how and the authenticity of the video, you'll come out at the end of the day, you realize, wow, I've not done a lot, I put myself so much pressure. And you know, the brain has something that controls. If our brains just feels like we're in pressure, we're pressured in a way, it produces adrenaline, and that causes us to fly. That causes us to, now the flight response is to fear, to like get discouraged. So today, I'm going to tell you one thing, and the only thing you can take from this video is that quantity is more than quality. Like, what's more than quality in the content production world? I know I'm not there yet, but I think I know something that I can teach you guys, so that we can work and be successful one day, you know. That's all for today. Bye.